Feds start selling off Alaska's public lands. The federal government has taken a significant step in its plan to sell off public lands, transferring over 1 million acres of land in Alaska along the Dalton Highway. This move marks the beginning of a process that could potentially see millions of acres of public land being sold off in the coming years. The transfer was made through a public lands order, which is a formal document issued by the federal government outlining its intentions for managing public lands. The Dalton Highway area, which spans over 1 million acres, has been a popular destination for off-road enthusiasts and hunters. However, with the increasing demand for land use and development, the government has decided to explore alternative uses for this land. The transfer of ownership is expected to have significant implications for the local community, who may see changes in access to these areas. The sale of public lands is a complex issue that raises concerns about conservation, environmental protection, and the impact on local communities. While some argue that selling off public lands can generate revenue for the government, others believe that it could lead to the loss of valuable ecosystems and natural resources. As the federal government continues to explore options for managing its vast public land holdings, it is clear that this issue will be a contentious one. The transfer of public lands in Alaska is part of a broader trend of governments around the world looking to monetize their public assets. In recent years, there have been several high-profile examples of public land sales, including the sale of millions of acres of land in the American West. However, these sales often come with significant environmental and social costs, which can have long-lasting impacts on local communities. One of the key concerns surrounding public land sales is the potential impact on conservation efforts. Public lands are a critical component of many national parks and wildlife refuges, and selling them off could compromise the integrity of these protected areas. While some argue that selling off public lands can generate revenue for conservation efforts, others believe that it can lead to a loss of funding and resources for these programs. The transfer of ownership in Alaska's Dalton Highway area is also likely to have significant implications for the local economy. The area is home to several small businesses and communities that rely on tourism and outdoor recreation for their livelihoods. As the government explores alternative uses for this land, it is unclear how these changes will affect access to the area and the local economy. The sale of public lands is also likely to have significant implications for indigenous communities in Alaska. The state has a rich cultural heritage, with many Native American tribes having traditional ties to the land. As the government explores alternative uses for public lands, it is essential that these concerns are taken into account and that any decisions made prioritize the rights and interests of indigenous communities. In the coming years, it is likely that we will see more transfers of public land in Alaska and elsewhere. As governments continue to explore options for managing their vast public land holdings, it is clear that this issue will be a contentious one. The implications of these sales will be far-reaching, affecting not only local communities but also conservation efforts and the broader environment. As the federal government continues to navigate its role in managing public lands, it is essential that any decisions made prioritize both economic and environmental considerations. By taking a thoughtful and inclusive approach to this issue, we can ensure that public lands are managed in a way that balances competing interests and protects the natural resources that they contain.